Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the prestigious Sonamarg Tunnel in Gandharbal district of Jammu and Kashmir. The project has been constructed at a cost of over 2,700 crore rupees. This tunnel will provide all-weather connectivity between Srinagar Valley and Ladakh, promoting tourism and giving a boost to defense logistics in the region. After inaugurating the project, the Prime Minister went inside the tunnel and interacted with the project officials. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, "Jammu and Kashmir is becoming a hub of tunnels, high bridges and ropeways." Mr. Modi said, "Some of the world's highest tunnels and railroad bridges are being constructed in the Union Territory." He asserted that work is in progress on road connectivity projects worth more than 42,000 crore rupees. The Prime Minister remarked that improved connectivity will allow tourists to reach previously untouched and unexplored areas of Jammu and Kashmir.
Viksit Bharat ke safar mein bahut bada contribution hamare tourism sector ka hai. Behtar connectivity ke chalte Jammu Kashmir ke उन इलाकों तक भी टूरिस्ट पहुंच पाएंगे जो अभी तक अनछुए हैं। साल 2024 में 2 करोड़ से अधिक टूरिस्ट जम्मू कश्मीर आए हैं। यहां सोनमर्ग में भी 10 साल में 6 गुना ज्यादा टूरिस्ट बढ़े हैं।
Odisha has become the 34th state and union territory to implement the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana or ABPMJ. Under this scheme, health cover of 5 lakh rupees per year is provided for secondary and tertiary care hospitalization of every family. National Health Authority and Department of Health and Family Welfare, Government of Odisha, signed an MOU in New Delhi today in this regard. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi has said the situation is sensitive but stable on the northern borders. He affirmed that the forces are well poised to deal with any adverse situation and building a robust infrastructure at the border areas is the key priority of the Indian Army. During the annual press conference of the Indian Army in New Delhi today, General Dwivedi said the situation is under control in Jammu and Kashmir region and it is moving forward from terrorism to tourism. He informed that 60% of terrorists were eliminated last year. They were of Pakistan origin. India's retail inflation eased to a 4-month low of 5.22% in December, down from 5.48% in the previous month of the current fiscal year, as the rate of increase in food prices slowed. According to data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, inflation in rural areas stood at 5.76% compared to 4.58% in urban regions. Over 1 crore 50 lakh devotees and pilgrims have taken the holy dip till now on Posh Purnima on the first day of the world's largest spiritual and cultural gathering, the Mahakumbh, at Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh today. People are taking a holy dip at various banks of Triveni Sangam. Prime Minister Modi wished people on the commencement of Mahakumbh 2025 at Prayagraj and several other harvest festivals. Union Tourism and Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat has said that Mahakumbh 2025 is a landmark event not only for spiritual gatherings but also for global tourism. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News, Mr. Shekhawat said, "To celebrate this momentous occasion, the Tourism Ministry has rolled out several initiatives." The full interview can be heard on Akashvani Gold Channel at 100.1 MHz at 7:10 PM today in our program Surkhiyon Mein. Festival of Harvest is being celebrated across the country today, known with different names in various parts of India. Lohri is being celebrated with enthusiasm in northern India. The President and Vice President greeted people on the auspicious occasion of Lohri, Makar Sankranti, Pongal and Magh Bihu. And in Nigeria, at least 16 civilians have been killed and many others injured in a military airstrike in northwestern Zamfara state. The airstrike apparently took place after they were mistaken for criminal gangs. And Coco World Cup 2025 will begin at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.